Marty Petkoff had surgery for stage 3 colon cancer. Stage 3 means the cancer has spread beyond the middle layers of the colon, and most likely into nearby lymph nodes. He is optimistic his chemotherapy treatment will be just as successful.
We're in a phase of cleaning up some stuff we can't see.
Petkoff and other older patients do not always undergo chemotherapy after colon cancer surgery. Researchers conducted a randomized study of 675 patients diagnosed with stage 3 colon cancer. All had undergone surgery. Among the 200-plus patients over the age of 75, exactly half also received what's called adjuvant or supplemental chemotherapy. That's similar to the chemotherapy treatment given to 87% of younger patients in the study. Dr. Catherine Kahn and fellow researchers studied these patients from 5 regions of the United States. They concluded that
amongst older patients who receive adjuvant chemotherapy, they appear to be tolerating the treatment as well as younger patients who receive the treatment.
Now, here are some differences. The older patients were given adjuvant chemotherapy in weaker doses and for a shorter period of time. But it turned out the elderly patients had fewer adverse effects from the drugs than younger patients. Previous research in 2008 surveyed doctors about their recommendations for older patients. That study asked them whether a patient's age and other illnesses might play a role in not recommending chemotherapy after surgery. Doctors were divided on whether chemo should be given to elderly patients after surgery. Dr. Kahn says this data shows that more attention should be paid to the ability of the patient to tolerate the drug rather than his or her age.
It informs patients and doctors that if they see an older patient with stage 3 colon cancer, they shouldn't automatically, based upon their age, decide not to treat the patient. They should work with the patient and family individually to try to get a sense of how well that patient might tolerate the treatment.
Marty Petkoff is happy that he was offered those options.
I'm doing more. I'm more relaxed and I see great value in the things that are coming my way. Now, how about that for a cancer patient, huh?
The study appears in an issue about cancer research of the Journal of the American Medical Association. Melinda Smith, VOA News.